Hey friends, welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. This is April from Penguins Creative on Instagram, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here today with me again, and we're going to talk about all the stationery that you know we want, that we own, and something that we're probably going to try to not buy. And so it's going to be another exciting happy hour, and we're excited for you to join us with your drink. Hey Kelly.
Hi April.
How's it going?
It's good. I actually had coffee already. My mom made me coffee this morning, but yes. I'm just drinking some water right now, just getting the hydration going. What do you have?
I have like these instant matcha thing, like matcha latte, which is like powder. And so I just made myself a little nice cup, my first shot of caffeine this entire day. So very, very excited for it.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of had a little headache this morning, so it's good to get the caffeine in there.
Yeah, and I feel like matcha latte is such a stationary person thing.
It really is.
For some reason, like more than coffee, it's like it's always matcha latte.
Yeah, you're right.
It's weird. Anyway, have you recovered from yesterday's event?
Yeah, so it was very cool to see Yuri in I would say in person, but it wasn't in person, but like in a video.
I know.
So she's actually friends with my boss, Jennifer, at Oblation. So it was cool seeing, like, you know, hearing directly from the source. You know,
that's so cool. I should have gone through you for this connection then. Like, you probably are more tight than with Yuri than me. But yeah, for those who are listening, yesterday we just held one of our first virtual meetups with people in the community with Travelers Company. And so it was super exciting. We got to share with her how we use our Travelers Notebook. And we also got a nice, cool rundown on the history of the Travelers Company history. Ah, that was so nice.
Yeah, it was really cool to get that insider perspective. And it was also really cool how many people came to the thing.
I know.
Guess it's not really an event, but it is.
I was telling her it's like a cyber caravan.
Right, it was. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So hopefully we'll have more of those in the future, and we'll keep you all posted if that does happen.
Yeah.
But let's dive into our stationaries this week. Let me go first for something new. So, oh my gosh. You remember, I feel like I probably had mentioned this in previous episodes, but I said I was not going to get into Kita tape.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Kita washi tapes are like an entirely different rabbit hole inside the washi tape and stationery rabbit hole. It's like a secondary hole.
It really is.
So for those who don't know, Kita washi tapes are essentially these like washi strips that's already been cut into a certain length for you, and they are packed in a way where it's like four decks of like four designs and like a little credit card size dimension booklet. There's a flap you can like kind of fold down to keep it from, you know, being torn out, but whenever you wanted to just have like a random strip of washi tape but didn't have like a roll with you, this is the perfect like kind of replacement, or because it is kind of washi material, and they have like such cute patterns. And I think since I've known of its existence, it came out with over 42 like designs overall.
Oh wow, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So many. I think the brand is Hitotoki, which I think maybe translates to people moments, is maybe what I was thinking. Like Hito is human, right? Toki means time. So
wait, you mean the brand of Kita?
Yeah.
I thought it was King Jim.
King Jim is one of the designs.
Oh, I see.
Kita.
Okay.
Exactly. Because I went and looked, and on Instagram, if you look for the handle Hitotoki, that showcases all the different Kita tapes in there. And so they recently came out with like a new series called Kita Clear, which is instead of the washi material, it's kind of this half transparent, like plasticky, kind of even like a film fusain style texture, but of course
it's kind of like pet tape.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, pet tape. So the cool thing about these strips, like, comes with their own backing. So, like, even though if you tear it off that little deck, you can, like, still handle it for a while before you decide where you want to put that down. And so these new clear ones are super cool because, you know, you can layer on different things and have, like, the image underneath show through. And so I was looking at all the different ways the account was, you know, displaying how you people use the Kita tapes. For us stationery enthusiasts, we use them in our journals, planners, obviously, but they were like suggesting you can use it to label boxes, label jars. And one fun image I saw was that they are labeling umbrellas. You know how in Japan, the umbrellas are always white, like the handles are always white and everything is transparent. And if you put it outside of the store, everyone's umbrella is the same umbrella that you get from a convenience store. So with that pop of color of that labeling on the handle, you know, you can like see which umbrella is yours.
That's a very good point. And I know the last episode I had a little bit of trash talk on the pet tape, but seeing the Kita clear tape is like, I like how it's pre-cut because that way it's not like a big deal. You just
right,
you know, as if it's some kind of inconvenience to use pet tape. I don't know.
And I like how like Kita tape, the brand behind it came up with like, maybe I think Kim Jim was one of the main designers for the Kita tape, so because they also came out with storage units for these Kita tapes. Right. So you would have the folders to store specifically the Kita tapes design because they're kind of in like a open flap sleeve. Right. So you want to be able to access it. And then they have like these beautiful candy box like containers for you to store like vertically as well.
That's amazing.
I saw them on Cute Things from Japan and the new Kita clear really got me, and I think, like I said, I love pet tapes, PET tapes. So transparency is like, yes, I have to have it.
So I'm looking at Cute Things from Japan because you put it in the link for me, and there's one called Vintage, the Kita, and it's very like boho looking. I really want that one.
Kind of lacy. And then right below that is drawing. So that's the other one I got. And the cool thing about, I think, Cute Things from Japan and the way that they talk about Kita tape is that they list the designers or the artists who draw it. So you actually know who was behind the designs. So I really like that.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with the drawing one.
Right?
So it's cute.
It's done by Shogo Sekine, and so cute. It has like that anime, like our version of manga in our notebook, not the professional manga style, but like when you draw your own like girl's face in your journals. So I really like that one.
That's great.
May or may not have that in my shopping cart.
That's okay, because we're in the right section for that.
No, really? This is something new.
Oh, well, I mean, okay, fair enough.
Well, what's yours? What's your something new for the stationery community?
So this is a bit of a step out of our normal sort of realm. I really like witchy stuff, like tarot cards and astrology and that kind of thing, following moon phases and whatnot. And there's this planner called the Many Moons Lunar Planner. It's kind of pricey. I think it's about $40-something, and I've actually bought it the past couple of years because I love to support the creator. Her name is Sarah Faith Goddess Diener. She has this company called Modern Women. She collaborates with all these different like witchy people for the information they put inside. They have like moon phase, all the moon phases for like every day. They have eclipses, planetary movements, and like full and new moon rituals if you want to do like a ritual bath or something. And it's all self-published, so that's why it's you know, on the more expensive side. And right. I really love to support her, but unfortunately I just don't use the planner because the paper is just kind of normal, like not fountain pen friendly. And I just can't get into it. And it's a 7x9 spiral bound. So it's more, I don't want to say Erin Condren because we don't really do her anymore, but you know, that size, that large size.
It's very big. Plus you had you just got your Arch and Olive witchy book.
Yes, and that, because that's all the black paper. I'm living it up over there. But I do recommend this planner for someone that, I mean, you know, like moon phases and supporting really cool people.
Cool. We'll link it and let people check it out.
Yeah.
It's cool too, because here we talk about Asian stationery all the time, but sometimes I do like to talk about local, like smaller businesses and smaller creators here and kind of see what are the varieties beyond those big brands, right?
Totally. Like, oh, and I didn't mention that she is based out of LA, and it's like got a monthly and the weekly planner, and it's kind of like a horizontal weekly, but it's not a weekend memo or anything. It's just kind of random the length with which it goes, because she has like information interspersed throughout it. It's kind of different and fun.
It's kind of like those guided journals that in the Western market that does it. You know, there's always these planners that has a little bit of the author in it, or a little bit of the illustrator in it, and throughout the entire book. So I like that. That's nice.
Totally.
Well, talking about our own item and what we want to try to encourage people to do to use your own stash is my latest obsession with Coco Fuzen. I think I might have briefly mentioned it in the past episode when I talked about Mitsutama and like her collaboration with a lot of things. But essentially, these are film sticker flags, and they are like, I don't know why. I feel like I keep buying them at Daiso, like everywhere. They're so fun. They're so easy. They don't bend, you know, like paper flags. They bend very easily. These film fuzen is what they call it, because it's like, it's kind of transparent. It's kind of plasticky. They're very easily removable and replaceable on your planner. And so the most recent set that I own is Coco Fuzen special collaboration with this Japanese illustrator called Sakazaki Chiharu. And you might not know her name, but if you saw the thing she draw, you'll be like, oh, because she drew the famous Suica penguin mascot that is of Japan's like one of the most busiest, what do we call it, railway in Tokyo called the Yamanote line, the green line that does the circle thing,
right?
And then so there, if you have to buy like the cards to, you know, the pass basically to ride these rail, and Suica, which means I think means watermelon, but it's also the name of this penguin, so it's just very random. But this penguin, oh my god, I like love it so much, and I try to collect everything with the penguin on it whenever I visit Japan. Like I would deliberately go into the convenience stores inside the railway where they would have you know, this mascot merch.
Yeah, I remember when I lived there, I think it was like they had the 10th, I don't know if it was 10th or 5th or some kind of anniversary, and I bought this like tiny memo sheet set.
So the Suica actually also had like a yearly planner they come out with each year.
Oh my god, stop.
It's the most adorable planner I've owned, and I was able to get it like 4 years ago when I was in Asia, and so I was able to get it then, and since then I wasn't able to get it since, but it's so good. But Coco Fuzen is really cool because they actually house these little memo sticky flags in like a little plastic pouch. They're like probably the length of your finger approximately, and the thing is, you can remove that, you can stick that pouch onto like a reusable book cover, or you know, the inside of your planner sleeve, so that, you know, this little stack of sticky flag can be pulled out whenever you want, you know, when you're journaling.
Very convenient.
It's super convenient. And I actually saw one customization where people had like those, I think, plastic clips that clips onto your tote, and they stick that pouch onto your tote. Mm. So that you're kind of like, when you're like out and about, you need like to write down random notes. And the cool thing is many pens write on this film texture, I would say, this film material. So it's really useful. The brand behind that is Kamido, I think. Mm-hmm. And they're the one who came up with the super famous award-winning pencil memo. Have you seen that?
It's pencil, where the oh my gosh, no.
They roll these like film into like a film. I think that's maybe what the film name come from, like a thin roll, and they slide it into this pen like tube so that you can like, you know, roll it out like a film thing, mm-hmm. and then like decide how much you want to tear off and use it as a sticky thing for your dress. And I think this year they even came out with a new one. So that one was called Pentone. And the other one that came out this year was called Lipno, like lip, because it's like the length of a lipstick. And that Fusen thing works just like what I described in like a lipstick case. And Lipno, I guess mean lip notes is what they're trying to say.
That's adorable.
So it's super cute. And you know, these are so fun to use. Like, remember how we got those Daiso ones and we were sticking them on all the pages of our weeks?
Yes.
and so what I also see other people use, because they come out with like thinner ones, but I mostly buy the thicker ones. But with the thinner ones, you can actually use them on like the vertical columns in your planner. Like, you can write a line of schedule, and then if it needs to be redated, you don't have to like scrub it out, you just move that piece of removable film fusen and stick it onto the right calendar date.
Yeah, so, I've kind of been known to to have to white things out in my planner and then put washi over it and then try to make it look decent.
I know, so this is like super functional, not just cute, but like super functional. And the great thing about these pouches, that the one I got was like a limited edition because it's got that cute Suica with like a goose or maybe a duck next to it.
Yes,
and the other one
is
a Suica, well, the penguin and the cat.
The cat. I'm obsessed with that cat. So adorable.
And the penguin was mimicking the pose of the cat.
Yes.
And the great thing is these pouches are refillable. So like, you can actually just buy the film was in the little stack of memo and like fill it in when you need to, when you use them up. I don't know when I'll ever use this stuff though.
I also really love the one with the goose. Or is that a goose or a...
I don't know. Is it a goose? Is it a duck?
Oh, maybe it's a duck.
It's very adorable.
Yeah.
There's only...
Ahiru, yeah, that's duck.
Okay, yeah, so there's only a limited amount of it, but if you go onto Kamido's Instagram handle, I think it's KANMIDO, and you'll see how they've been using it across different planners, different pages. Really, really fun product.
The most adorable.
I know, I feel like Japanese people just make stationery so fun. It's like, you just feel happy looking at it, you know?
Yes, definitely.
Well, what's your something you own or newly own?
Yeah, this is a newly owned item for me. So so last week I was at work and, you know, we'd had this item for long enough that I was able to buy it
yeah.
in the store. We had one left. It was the MD Diary 2021 day per... one day, one page, which I know everybody's familiar with. Everybody's seen it. It's like the chunky, super chunky guy. And I was intending to purchase the A6 Day Free Hobonichi this year.
Mm-hmm.
But womp womp, I'm getting this instead.
I remember you were texting us. You're like, oh, biggest decision ever. Like, should I buy the Hobonichi Day Free? Because your store, Oblation, is carrying all the Hobonichi items this year. Not all, but like many.
Yeah.
But then you were like, suddenly this one came out of nowhere. And you're like, should I also get the one day, one page?
And so I decided about it because it's basically very similar to the Day Free, except it has like... I'm pretty sure this has 365 blank pages in it. And it's a chunk. It's not Tomoe River paper, but Midori paper is also gorgeous. I love
that's,
it.
That's good. And it's great for stamping. Is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically I was trying to get inspiration from April about like, what do I use it for? Cause I was going to get an A6 anyway. So I wrote a recipe in here and I'm gonna do random recipes here and there, but then I also want to do like kind of a journal where I can write anything I want, basically. And it seems so weird to combine those two things.
Like a person can like want to know about Kelly's cookie recipe and then come across this dark page of rage.
Exactly. So I don't know what's going on here, but basically, like, I already started using it. I've used two pages because I don't know that I could use 365 pages in a year, so I might as well start now.
It's actually 415 pages.
Oh, snap! Okay. Well, I better get cooking then. I'm really liking it. I did a pen test page in the back, like I always do, and it basically took everything wonderfully. There's absolutely no bleed through at all.
It's very good. That's why it's kind of more thick than the Hobonichi one day one page, because the paper is not like 52 GSM or anything, but it's sturdy. Nita over at Blank Note, it took her 3 years to finish using her MD one page because she does collaging and stuff in like the random pages. But I like how there's like the timeline sort of thing. And like a quarter of the page, like at the corner, and there's a timeline sort of thing to guide you, but it's not dated or anything.
Right. That's the most important part, is that it's not dated. And it's, it's, you know, something about this layout gives me kind of like, when you look at a blank page, it kind of gives you peace. Like I can do anything I want right here.
I love that. A lot of people have fear about blank pages and you're like, no, this is peace.
Well, and of course, okay, so I love the Hobonichi with the quotes at the bottom. I don't have a problem with that, but having one that doesn't have quotes at the bottom is kind of, because there's no words. There's no words or anything. It's just a few numbers and that's it.
Yeah. Well, what cover are you using on it? Because I know it's a white cover and it gets dirty pretty easily, I assume. It's got that like kind of thick kind of polyester, maybe like faux leather sort of sleeve.
It's very similar to the the size
5/3 cover.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Very similar. So I decided to actually put it in my A6 stripe cover, the zip cover from Hobonichi.
Ooh.
Because it does fit in there. It's kind of snug, but it does fit. And so with my, I know I've talked about my A6 Muji notebook that was in that cover until just recently. So that notebook is going to go into my new Ranma A6 cover that I'm ordering tonight at 7 p.m. Not that I'm excited about it or anything.
That's so exciting.
But I'm really excited.
The cartoon at like collaborations.
I'm like mega hype. I feel like, you know, that first Hobonichi order was like, obviously I was excited to get my cover and my pencil boards, but this one's like the main one for
me. The main one. Exciting.
Yeah, anyway, sorry, that's kind of a tangent, but yeah, that's my new thing that I'm excited about.
It's cool that it fits into the zip pouch, because I know people in Taiwan who likes the MD one day one page, but wants to stuff it in a Hobonichi cover, but if you use the butterfly clasp kind, it won't fit because the length, like if you open the book, lengthwise too long for the pockets. So what I saw people did was, you know, the front, the front cover, people hack it, like they cut away like 1 inch of the sleeve. This way the sleeves could slide into the Hobonichi cover.
Right. I don't want to like deface it.
You have to mutilate it essentially for it to be snug inside like a Hobonichi class.
Yeah.
I think I saw lovely room with three O's in the room. R-O-O-O-M. She did it last year with one of her covers. And it looks so nice though, once it's
okay.
in. Like as long as long as you don't see, you know, the mutilated right. covers.
And it's not like it would be that terrible to do. I'm not ready for it yet.
It looks ugly if you have it out. Like literally the front cover, like just like a little strip of it is just gone. And you see the naked book. But can I move on to my next topic?
Yes,
and we'll solve that problem now.
Yes.
Something I want. I'm so glad you brought up the MG One Day One Page Diary is what it's called. Because I am eyeing a similar product that MD is coming out this year. Actually, this should be something new, but this is something I want.
I mean, sometimes they're both, you know.
Sometimes they're both. So the talk about like MD when in my interview, my episode with Yuri from Traverse Company, she mentioned a bunch of like MD products, and one of the ones I was really interested was the paper pad, but somehow it led me to the discovery of the One Day One Page Notebook by MD. That's a
which
new
which is different.
Different. It's a new product that's coming out 2021. It's actually called the MD Notebook Journal. And the last time they used this name was in the 10th anniversary when they came out with the special layouts that they no longer do. And one of them was called the MD Notebook Journal. And obviously, since the anniversary is over, they probably retired that name and they now reuse it for this new product. That's 368 pages of beautiful MD paper, and it's bound, like stitch bound, so lace flat, and it's their notebook thing for next year. And they also call it like One Day One Page. You know how, oh, they, it's actually in Chinese, the kanji, the Asian name for the MD diary. It literally means like each day you'll meet something. Each day you'll have something new. That's what the name
is. Well, that's cute.
Meant.
I like that.
The English, they just translated it to MD diary. That was the one you have.
Right.
And this one's called MD notebook journal. And you have two choice of patterns. And by the way, it's A5 size. So kind of following that style for the anniversary, it's A5 size, and you can choose between dot grid and green dots, like a very eye pleasing green, or blank. And
oh, okay,
368 pages, you can totally use it for a day a page. And another cool little element to it is that at the corner of the page, there's a little tear off thing that you can, you know, tear off the page, so that kind of like a dog bite.
Yes, or dog ear.
Dog ear, yeah. Dog ear sort of paging thing, where so you can easily get to the page you want. And
right.
It's so cute.
The perforation.
The perforation, exactly. And I found it so funny that I was so attracted to that element, because the paper pad that I mentioned earlier, it also comes in A5 and A4 size. It's also blank. It's like just a stack of great empty paper. Also has a tear off corner that you can use to reference the page or flip it up open easily. But the cool thing about that paper pad is that it's glued on the long side and the short side, like adjacently. So you can tear off and use it on the long side, or tear off the other side and use it as a fun sketch pad.
Yeah.
So
I bought one of those pads when I was in Amsterdam this January.
You did? Oh
yeah,
my God, I didn't
one.
Know that. Oh man. Kept it a secret from us?
I don't know. It seemed like one of those like items that I'm pretty sure they have it at Kinokuniya, but it was something that I was like, I'm here, I can see it, I'm gonna buy it. It's
it's so hard to find, and the only place see it right now, it's not on JetPens. The only place I can see it online is on JennyBix.
Oh, what?
The place
okay,
in
I'll
Washington.
Definitely, next time I come up, I will bring my pad so you can take a look.
Because I saw Yuri use it for her brainstorming and like when she take notes. It is so cool. She fills the entire A4 size, which is like a US letter size.
Yeah.
A little bit different, but I wanted the A5 one because it's just so fun to I can just imagine myself using it randomly for like doodling, yeah, sketches, ideation, that kind of stuff. It's like the high-end letter pad that,
yes,
we use, you know? So
definitely.
So much better. And so it I really want that and the one day, one page notebook as soon as, you know, people in the US start carrying them, because I have not seen it being listed anywhere except for a few Taiwanese stationery stores.
Well, maybe I'll talk to my my manager about that.
I have to talk to him about that. Please.
Yeah, I actually remember seeing this like a couple months ago in an email that I snooped on. So.
Oh, and then one important factor is that it doesn't have the sleeve, like the cover, like the empty diary. So it is very like, I think more of a cardstock cover sort of thing, like the normal notebooks.
The normal ones. So it's naked.
So it fits into apparently the Hobonichi covers.
Yes.
The A5 ones too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a great point. And it's like a few less pages than the empty diary. So I know if I buy it, I'll be able to use it with my Hobonichi excessive amounts of covers.
Definitely, yeah. Oh my gosh.
So please, retailers out here in the US, if you're listening to this episode, carry it, please. Pretty sure it'll come into the market. I mean, everyone else carries a lot of other Midori items, but
definitely, yeah.
You just want to be on the forefront of the news. And okay, all right, that's me with something I want. What's your craving for stationery?
So okay, so I've been having a bit of a beef lately with it seems like I've done a little bit of research about it, and it seems like finding blotter paper right now is kind of difficult. And like, we usually have some at Oblation, but we've been sold out for a while. And then I've been looking around at other websites. It seems like a lot of people are kind of sold out right now.
So what's blotting paper first?
Like? Yeah, so basically it is, it's iconically this kind of pink, like heathered pink looking texture. And it's paper, and it's meant to go into your book. Like, say you're writing in your Hobonichi weeks, like I do all the time, and and then you're writing with a fountain pen, but you've got to close the book, but you don't want the ink to go onto the other page because it's not dry yet. So then you stick the blotting paper in, close the book, and then it doesn't smudge or affect the way that the ink looks. It's meant to kind of absorb that excess ink. It's basically one of those extra fountain pen people things. And I got some at the Tokyo Pen Show last year that was A5 size and super cute that I shared with April, but I don't really have any more. And I feel like over time the paper kind of, you know, deteriorates a little bit because, you know, it's the wear and tear of just, you know, getting your hand oils on it and everything. Right. So, and I also wanted one for my B6 planner. I don't have a B5. And so I was looking around at Nanami Paper, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard of before. Their website has a lot to be desired, but I hear that their products are amazing. And they actually have an 8.5 by 11, like 10 pack of blotter paper. So I think I would like to like cut it down to whatever size I want.
Oh, wow. So it's actually used with typewriters to help the ink dry faster.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting too. And I'm like, well, I don't need it for that, but, but yeah, it's just something that's on my list. It's only like $6.80 for the letter size. I might as well just get it. It's one of those things where it's like, when you want just one thing from a site, but you feel like you need to get more to do the shipping and everything.
That's me with Jenny Bix right now. I want that paper pad. That's only $8, but I don't know how much else I have to buy.
Right.
But I'll find something. You know?
Definitely. Yeah. So I'm just wanting to stock up. If anyone listening has any recommendation, mm-hmm, or blotting paper, if you're a fountain pen freak, I would love to hear about it.
Nice. All right, this section that we like and hate at the same time, because it's actually forcing us to admit what we can't buy, like what we're trying to not buy.
It's good for us.
It's good for us. I think.
Right.
Well, for me, you know, a planner a week is what I'm still going for. And I feel like it's getting easier and easier to put that planner a week into this section because I literally cannot buy more. But I think it's time we talk about the Jibun Techno days, because
it's about time.
It's about time. And it's so hyped up. I've been talking about all the other planners, but people always come back to the Jibun Techo, and I love their new design. They're kind of like stepping into the one day, one page market arena, Colosseum, if you will.
I love that. I'm imagining this like fighting ring.
I know. We're like, you know, on each on one side, like everyone on the other. So
that's amazing.
So it's called Jibun Days, D-A-Y-S, which I think is a great name. It kind of goes with like the life book concept they have, right? I think their main one's like diary, life, and something
An
else.
Idea. Yeah.
Idea. All right, idea. So this is Days. It's one day, one page. But the cool thing is that each day is split down right in the middle with a timeline, like vertically, straight down with a timeline that goes from, I think, midnight to like the other day midnight, so it has like the entire day in it. And on the left side is like a line, a vertical line of check boxes. And it's great if you want to like have a one day one page planner to organize two aspects of your life, like you can use for work-life balance, literally a balance there, or like my friend, she has two kids, so you know, organizing the two kids homeschooling schedule or like, you know, Zoom schedule for their classes on two sides. And it's B6 slim, so it's quite a nice size. I think it's kind of like, would I dare call it like Traverse notebook, kind of a little bit smaller than that. So I think you can slide that into a Traverse notebook. Comes with so many cute cover colors though, like this blue, coral, orange, beige.
Is it only the one size?
I think it only comes in the mini B6 slim.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think this is them testing the water. They're going to see how well it does and then see if they want to roll that out for like their other more signature size, which is
A5 slim.
A5 slim. Yeah. I actually am really confused and I feel like I'm not educated enough about the Jibun to talk about it. So maybe that will be my next task or the next article. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, well, as far as I know, I'm pretty sure they just have the B6 slim and the A5 slim. I'm not an expert either, but that's the gist that I understand.
So reasons I'm not getting it, aside from the obvious, which is I already have way too many planners, is that they uses like, I think they use thin paper and meal paper, the two variations. And I like how thin Tomoe River paper is and how well fountain pen works with it. And I think I got to try out the new thin paper last year with the sample that came with the Jibun guidebook. And it just doesn't cut it for me for a little bit for just the pens I like to use.
Yeah.
And also, I think the layout is great for people who likes to know what they need to write. But for me, as a creative person, it's too busy. A little bit too busy. Like, there's too much designated checkbox, designated like text in the entire layout. And like, I think it's great because like, see, if you look at the date part like of a page, there's like little like weather icons for you to select and choose.
Yeah, I like those too.
And you know, little timelines. And I think in the entire book, the normal Jibun, they have like on the monthly calendar, they even let you pick like which emotion you are of the day. So I feel like it's great for people who doesn't want the hassle of like figuring out how they want to roll with their own planner. This is a great beginner's guide to having a full functioning planner if you went from, you know, just notebook girl. But for people like me who has been a planner geek for over like 6 or 7 years, I kind of already know what I like to do in it. So
yeah,
this turned out to be too much of a constraint for me. So
my question is, I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but the Jibun Days does not have a week section, right?
I don't think it does.
Has the month and the day per page.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's another sort of comparison to the Hobonichi cousin that people do prefer because there's their weekly verticals. But then again, some people hate the weekly verticals in the Hobonichi. They're like, what do I do with it, right? So, so this is a great, I think, alternative if you are like not interested in the way Hobonichi gives you too much in terms of the layout.
That's a good point.
And but other than that, I do like how there's like a lot of like list type pages in the Jibun layouts in the beginning. They're like 100 wishes, a lot of place for you to make more checklists, and a lot of like functional pages, I would say, in their whole lineup. Whereas Hobonichi more gives you information rather than giving you that free space. So that's me, thank goodness. I don't have to buy this, but I see that JetPens has fully loaded their inventory. So a lot of people are probably running off to buy it now. And I know Bon Puchen have been doing the pre-order for a while. So that's another source.
I'll just look at unboxings too and like set up videos.
I know, that's usually how it gets us though. Like like you kind of look at the unboxing, you kind of look at how people we admire in the community use it, and you're like, oh, I didn't know we can do this.
Right? That could be me.
That could be me. So that's the issue we have. But right now I'm holding off, you know, still 3 months. No. 3 months to go in this year, so.
Yes. Oh my God, seriously? Wow.
It's October tomorrow.
Wow.
I know, and it's mid-autumn tomorrow, too. Like,
no.
Like what? It's mid-autumn festival in Asian calendar.
Oh, yeah, that's so cute, okay. Mm-hmm.
So nice. Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah.
What's your something you're not buying?
So, this is something that I've debated with myself probably for a very long time, and that would be the Hobonichi drawer pouch, and I weirdly don't own one yet. I kind of regret just looking back. I'm pretty sure it was last year when I went to Japan, which is almost a year ago, like shortly coming up. But Mom and I went to Loft, and they have the drawer pouch at Loft, which is pretty cool. And I remember not buying it, and I guess it's just because, I don't know, I just regret not buying it. Because I'm like, I was there, I wouldn't have to pay shipping, it would have been so nice.
Yes.
But it's ultimately, it's something that, for those that aren't familiar, I'm sure a lot of you are, but it's like Hobonichi came out with these series of like 5 different sizes of these pouches. They use the same fabric that they use in the
covers.
So you can match your pouch with your cover, or you can mix and match. And April has a few, I know.
I do have a few.
I'm just going to call you out. And you know, I love them and I think they're amazing, but I do have a lot of pouches already that I could probably, you know, use in a similar way. So I'm holding off, even though I am placing the order, as I already mentioned earlier, tonight, 7 p.m. I'm so hype. I'm getting the Ranma Weeks and the Ranma A6 cover.
Fish cake bookmark.
I know, fish cake bookmarks, the little Naruto fish cake that goes in your ramen. It's going to be great. And the A6 cover comes with like 2 larger stickers. Not that I love stickers. Really quick. I'm pretty sure I'm going to buy the Traveling Companions Mother 2 Weeks specifically so I can get the stickers, and I'm going to sell the cover. The weeks.
The weeks. Yeah. All right, you go you.
I might as well, you know, YOLO. What kind of a year is this? We might as well get some joy.
Yeah, I know, right? That's exciting. I feel like the joy of shopping from international brands is just like, you know, their packaging is so different. It doesn't come like wrapped in like, you know, just a bubble wrap and stuff. So it's like the whole experience. Like, I feel like I can relate so much. Because I just unboxed my Fleurier, and such a ritual. It is so beautiful.
It looked so great. And I was just on the phone with my manager. I was helping her put together the Hobonichi reorder for the shop. Mm-hmm. And she was like asking, what time is like noon in Japan, October 1st? I'm like, that would be 8 p.m. And I know that because I'm placing an order. And she was like, why are you placing an order? Couldn't you just put it on our order? I'm like, yeah, I don't think we can get it. Like,
it's a different thing.
And I want my box and the pen. And
the pen. And so I was talking about my Fleurier thing. When I unboxed it, a lot of people are asking. And I'm like, don't say I didn't warn you guys. We talked about this all the way back in August 12th, our second episode.
It's true.
It's sold out now. Both books are all sold out. There's no way to get it anymore.
You gotta strike while the iron's hot, you know?
What a great round of stationery. I guess one last thing I want to mention and shout out is PaperCon PH is happening. I'm really excited for them as well, because you know it's so sad that this kind of event can't be held in person, because it would have been so fun. They're doing it virtually through like conference style, so you can buy individual day passes or like a group pass, and it's happening every Saturday of the October on Philippine times, which is actually, if you're East Coast or West Coast, it's probably Friday night, which is a good time to listen to these kind of things. And one of the first one, I thought you'd be interested, the creator was a person who does like tarot reading and incorporates that into her creative life. And
oh my God,
she kind of talked about how she uses these medium to come up with like cool things. And I think that one is recently moved from the first session to like one of the third sessions. So we might have to check again, but
okay.
I want to
look at that.
you should totally look at that. It's so cool. I was like, whoa, this is an interesting topic. And so they really invite a lot of cool creators, not only to talk about their life, like their journaling and creative business, but also like kind of manufacturing side, like if you are interested in starting a creative business, what are some logistic things that you need to think about. And I think it's all done in English, even though they're based in Manila, but I think it's totally fine for people to check that out. And I'm really excited because they finally released the Maker's Directory. This is the virtual version of going to all the shops. You know how I always talk about all these creators in like Malaysia, Philippines, Japan, like we don't know who they are. And so this Makers Directory, if you go to paperconph.com, you'll be able to see a huge list of cool.
The offbeat cat, that's so cute.
Exactly, like all the cool artists, all the cool shops, and I don't know.
Practical Magic. That's who. I totally know her deck. That's really cool.
Yes. Is it her who's doing the workshop? Maybe someone else. I'm not sure. But the thing is, it might be too late, but their last day to buy the early bird VIP ticket was the last day of September, Manila time. Too late. But people who had, you're getting the super cool PaperCon book. If you scroll through their Instagram feed, Abby, who is the co-founder of KPerCon PH, she kind of put together and curated all these artists' work into this thick booklet of postcard, stickers, wall art that is all in one book. And you get it for free, but if you're international, you might have to pay shipping, but it's so cool. You essentially are getting almost something from each of the makers in the creative, the Makers Directory.
I'm looking right now. Obviously, this is at 1:56 p.m. Pacific time. I'm still able to buy the VIP pass, apparently. So
okay, So it's amazing. I'm in it. I'm in one of the sessions as one of the workshops of a sort where I got to interview the co-founders. And so if you want to listen to that content, you buy the day pass to that day. I think it's on October 17th, which is the 16th here in the
U.S. That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
In a hectic September. And here we come, October, Animal Crossing. Fans are now reigniting their passion with their pumpkin patch.
So, the thing about that is, like, they're like, hey, the update's September 30th, and it's like, psych, you can't actually do anything until October 1st. I'm like,
I see people doing time traveling already planting theirs, because I shout out to Sissy Art Cafe, who's been doing all those cute pumpkin stuff. I saw her pumpkin patch, so someone's doing some time traveling.
I mean, that's fine. I'm jealous.
But yeah, this is a great roundup. I'm really excited for what we have in store in the coming month, content-wise and planner-wise. I mean, we might have to do a big planner kaigi, techo kaigi showdown between the two of us.
We should do that. That sounds like fun.
for what we have in store for next year. And oh my God, Christmas season, right? Holiday season.
Oh man, I can't even think of, I've been trying to think about like, just how that's going to work at Oblation and like, what is it going to be like? It seems like our customer volume is getting kind of back to like
the poor retail side.
Normal. Yeah. Well, you know, for a while it's like pretty slow in there, but it's things are picking back up again. I think people are just getting used to wearing masks and
Oh, I wonder what Oblation's Letterpress Express is going to be like for Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's going to be beautiful.
It's probably going to be lit.
Well, I look forward to that then because I'm subscribed. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Have a good rest of your week, guys. Yep, happy stationery.